The Money Mindset and Marketing Podcast.
Welcome to the Money Mindset and Marketing Podcast with myself. This week we are doing something a little bit different to kick off 2022. I did a short video training the other week, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I figured it was quite fitting for the podcast, and it basically focuses around why you're doing organic marketing incorrectly in 2022. And this is ultimately from learning from firsthand experience, things that I enjoy doing, things that I don't enjoy doing. And one of the things that I really have never enjoyed doing is the lead generation and sales closing process when it is done in a slimy, sleazy, sliding into the DM, hard pressure sales, constantly trying to convert style. I very much prefer an ethical approach that is based around giving, that is based around creating value, and that most importantly, I look forward to doing. So that's what I've put together. That's what's in the live training. So let's dig into it. It'd be great to hear your thoughts. So leave a review, drop me a message. And if you would like access to the free training that we offer inside of this mini workshop, drop me a message with the letters RPO. And I hope you enjoy the training. So one of the big things and one of the big problems that I see in 2022 is that people are still trying to use a acquisition process that's one size fits all. And it's a process that's not fit for purpose. It's a process that's really designed for hot leads. And this is something that is becoming more and more of an issue when we look at organic marketing. We're having to work harder and harder and harder to get people to convert from a cold message into a client. People are getting more and more frustrated with it. I'm fed up with getting messaged 10 times a day by people who don't know me, pretending to be my best friend simply because they want to put me on a strategy session. There is no strategy to that session. You're trying to sell me something. And the smoke and mirrors have been removed from the industry. It isn't 2019 or 2018 anymore. It's now we're at a point where people understand our ideal client knows what's happening. They're sophisticated. They've been around the block a few times. They've likely worked with a couple of coaches who have promised them the world and delivered them very little, unfortunately. So now it's about how do we create more? How do we be the difference? How do we create genuine value? And how do we create a transparency that separates us from everyone else? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So when we look at our prospect and the real evolution of that prospect, you've got four main types of clients. And this isn't anything new. This is really just going over some of the basics. You've got a cold lead, a warm lead, a hot lead, and a client. And ultimately, each one of these types of leads, they require a different process because a cold lead is not ready to be sold. You wouldn't go to your freezer and get a frozen chicken breast or some frozen vegetables out of the freezer and just start eating them. You're going to warm them up. So you need to have a process that accounts for a cold lead. What do they need? How do you get them from being cold to warm? When you have a warm lead, all you really have is somebody who is a little bit curious. So if they are curious, that again means that they're not ready to buy. But it does mean that they're intrigued. So this is the point where we really can start some kind of formal process to really start moving them towards a point of no return, the point where they are ready to buy, the point where they are your ideal client. Because if you're anything like me, you have undoubtedly spent time working with your ideal client, working with people that aren't your ideal client, working with people that you wish you'd never said you'd work with, making it more difficult for you to deliver the result that you've said that you will deliver to people. So if we can get to a point where we're working with our ideal client, but we're able to manufacture our ideal client. We can take somebody who is a unsophisticated version of that ideal client and then take them on a specific journey to create those mindset shifts, to create those transformations that are needed to get them to be a sophisticated version of your ideal client. That's how we get them to the point of no return. And I'll explain how we do that in a moment. I just want to carry off, finish off the different types of leads. And then you've got hot leads. This is people who are interested. I believe in 2022, if you have a sophisticated version of your ideal client, your sales calls should not be 45 minutes to 90 minutes long. They should not require you to have to do crazy mindset transformational shifts on a call. Unless you have a sales team right now, you're a coach or a service provider, and that's what you're best at. You're not a sales professional. And yes, you might be able to sell, but why would you want to do something that you don't enjoy? And this is the number one thing that my clients say to me and that my prospects say to me. I hate selling. I hate lead generation and I hate selling. That translates to me that basically it's only a matter of time until you stop. Because simply outsourcing your sales is not a long-term solution for most people, because you have no control over the oxygen your business needs to survive. If you outsource your lead generation, you lose control of the flow of leads, the thing that provides you with oxygen. You need to keep hold of these things and build something that you love. You wouldn't have a child, allow the child to start to become naughty and misbehave and just go, oh, well, I hate that child. You would do something to change it. Well, I hope you would. I would. So this is the key here, is we need to create a lead generation process that we enjoy. We need to create a sales process that plays to our strengths. If you're a coach or a service provider and you have clean energy, you like being in a place where you are serving people and helping people, we want to create a process that revolves more around those areas than hardcore dark energy sales. I'm not saying that traditional sales methods don't work. Of course they work, because otherwise people wouldn't have built the businesses that they've built. But what I'm saying is it isn't the only way. What I'm saying is if you don't like that approach, you don't have to go that route. There is a different route to go. So ultimately, each step of this process, we need to understand the specific processes needed to take them from cold to warm, warm to hot, hot to a client. And we need to do that without triggering their buyer defense mechanisms. And this is where we break down the three key areas: data collection, content, and messaging, because we do need all three. And if you are somebody who doesn't want to be messaging people, this process isn't for you. If you're somebody who doesn't want to put out a handful of pieces of content per week, this process isn't for you. And if you are somebody who has got no interest in collecting any data and doing analysis, this process isn't for you. And I would ultimately say running a business probably is not for you. But if you are somebody who is willing to do the work, to learn a process that aligns with you, that feels good, but that does require you to talk to people, put value into your marketplace, and have a great understanding of how your business operates, this process is 100% for you. So the first thing we want to do is we want to understand who is our ideal client. Not just by filling in an avatar worksheet and understanding that our ideal client drives a BMW, lives in Sarasota or the suburbs of major cities, and is between 36 and 45. I don't care about that information at this point. That stuff should be already mapped out. What I care about is when those people converted, when you picked up those clients who were a dream to coach, who aligned with you, who took action when needed, who paid in full potentially, if that's something that's a criteria for you, that's an ideal client, what made them that way? What contributed to them going from a place in their journey where they weren't that person to becoming that person? We want to understand fully, like, how long were they in your world? When did they join your email list? What's your acquisition process time? How much content of yours did they consume? Did they go through any of your other programs first? How many conversations did they have? Because when you start to dig into this, and this isn't just any client, this is your ideal client, you'll start to find very, very tight patterns in these people. We did this recently with a client, and we were under the impression that their client journey was 3 months, that they would have sat on the email list for 3 months before becoming a client. We discovered their ideal client, which made up a smaller percentage of their client base than they thought, was on their email list on average for 3 days before becoming a client. So that detailed email sequence that you mapped out, I'm not saying it's not important, especially to help convert people further down the line. But if you are at a point where you need revenue and you're trying to bring in more of your ideal client right now, not trying to just convert as many people as humanly possible, but we've actually got issues with the consistency of conversions at all, your focus does not need to be on a 365-day email follow-up sequence. Your focus needs to be on that front end of your business. That's why this research is so important, because once we understand who that ideal client is, we can then start to understand, how do we meet people where they're at? If we're bringing people into our environment who aren't the ideal client, because most people are trying to target the sophisticated ideal client, that's a very saturated market right now. It is a red ocean of the largest scale. So we want to try and find some people who are maybe not in so much of that red ocean. We want to find people in a bit more of a blue ocean. And we want to then create a journey for them to go from where they're at right now to take them to that place so that they become the ideal client. We want to create our own ideal clients. So once we've understood this data, this initial data, and we can go into more depth on that, I have a mini series that for anyone who is interested, it's a 4-video mini series, completely free. If you drop me a message with the letters RPO on any platform, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, comment on the video, I don't mind. Just put the letters RPO. A member of the team will reach out to you, or I'll reach out to you myself, depending on where it is. And we will connect you with that mini series, which will go into much more depth. It's over 90 minutes of content for you to go through to really be able to bring this process to life, so that you can start to get some results from it. But once we understand who that ideal client is, we then need to focus on our content. Our content has one key purpose. I don't care about you getting 300 likes on an engagement post that asks what color do you prefer, red or green. That doesn't help us. We care about creating content that breaks down the mindset shifts needed, those belief changes that are needed to get your prospect from being unideal to ideal. We care about taking them through that sequence. We care about having opportunities to engage with them as frequently as possible. If you are selling mid or high ticket, you do not need hundreds and hundreds of responses to your content if you are trying to do 10, 20, or 30K per month. If you're trying to hit 100K per month, then yes, you need a higher volume. But to start off with, if you are simply trying to hit 5, 10, 20, or 30K per month, you need quality coming through, not quantity. We want to make sure that we're engaging with these people and we are taking them through a specific journey. So your content needs to be curated specifically around your ideal client. This needs to be value-driven. This needs to actually create change, so that they are in a place where they are ready to buy. And then the messaging side of things, this is where we can draw comparisons between messaging and a Facebook ad. Because Facebook ads, lots of people spend lots of money on Facebook ads. And I'm not here to say Facebook ads are bad, but what I am here to say is that people neglect their organic processes because it's free. They think it isn't scalable. They think it's something that's just a necessary evil to get proof of concept so they can go and do Facebook ads. But if you approach your messaging like you approach Facebook ads, if you're serious about doing it, then all of a sudden you build a process that is robust, you remove emotion from that equation, and you take people through a cycle. You understand this is not a linear line, that you're going to friend request a random person, try and hammer them into booking a call, and then when they say no, drop off a cliff. We're creating a circle. We're creating a cycle that focuses on, first of all, the correct targeting, understanding who is this ideal client, what are all the shades of gray, what is a sophisticated version of it, what is an unsophisticated version of it, meaning who is somebody who isn't at the point where they're ready to buy and isn't at a place where necessarily high ticket is the right option for them, but with enough assistance and enough belief shift, they actually will be, because that's just the evolution of where they end up eventually anyway. We're just trying to expedite the process a little bit. If we understand our targeting specifically of who to go after, where they are, who we like working with, we can then send friend requests to the right types of people. If you know your metrics, you're going to understand, and you've got the right data, you're going to understand how many people accept those friend requests. You can understand what's a good acceptance level, what's not a good acceptance level. You can make the necessary adjustments to your profile to increase that conversion so that you are more appealing to your ideal client. And this is where the initial message comes in. The initial message is like the headline of an ad. It's designed to grab attention. It's designed to start to create the connection, because the rapport building phase is not a 5-minute, how's it going? What's the weather today in New York? What did you have for dinner last night? Wow, that dog looks cute. That's not your rapport building stage in 2022 and beyond. This needs to be a genuine, authentic connection building process. You need to care about the prospects that you're bringing in. You need to be able to actually connect with them. When we are training setters to go and do this in other people's businesses, we are focused on building that connection. We are focused on not selling. Me, if I show up to do lead generation, I have got different hats depending on what stage in the process that lead is at. I will literally change my mindset, just like I would change my mindset for a sales call, or I would change my mindset for a coaching call, because it requires a different skill set. We are simply trying to build a connection. This will take anywhere from 1 day to 2 or 3 weeks, maybe even a bit longer, to build the right level of rapport, to lower those defense mechanisms. And this is where we can do some fantastic initial research. We can start to build a picture of who this person is. We can start to offer some broad brush assistance to them. We can start to condition them and start that journey of taking them through and starting to convert them into that ideal client. And then when we get them to that point where they have curiosity, where they become a warm lead, they're then in a place where we can really turn it into a formal process and have a genuine lead generation conversation, because we have built up enough trust with them that we can just be transparent, that we can just say, look, John, I think you may actually be a good fit for my program. I'm happy helping you either way, but shall we have a 5-minute conversation to see if this is worth your time? At that point, you've spent a significant amount of time building rapport with this person. They don't feel like you had an ulterior motive, because you didn't. You were coming at it from a place of genuinely doing what's right. Because at this point, let's be honest, if you have created enough rapport with this person, they've got all the information they need to go off and be successful. We've not held back on certain information so that they have to join our program. We've given them what they need. Because if information was the issue, everyone would already be at where they needed to be. Information is not the issue in 2022. Over-information or a lack of understanding, a lack of mastery, these are all issues, but not the information itself. So we have actually helped this person move forward. As a coach, that puts you in a great place mentally. You framed this well for yourself. You feel good. Whatever happens to John, you know you have served him to a good level. But we don't pay our bills by simply serving people and being great. We need clients. And that's the reality of business. But that is where the right positioning is important. We've put the time in. We've put the effort in. We are now at a place where we can have a very transparent and open conversation to let them know that we have something that will really help them get to a certain place within a certain time frame. And they don't feel like they're being sold to by a stranger. They're being spoken to about an opportunity by a friend. Because remember, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, people don't go there to be sold to. People go there when they're chilling out on the sofa, when they're sat in the bath, when they're playing with their kids, when they're sat in traffic, when they're bored at work. They don't go there to be sold to. So you need to build the friendships. You need to build the connections. The more hands you shake, the more money you make. It's cheesy, it's cliched, but it's true. And once we get to that place, once we've built that rapport, we're able to offer that call proposal, which is like a call to action on an ad. And then we move them to the onboarding call, which is their opt-in. And then they're going to check out and convert. So we have these three key stages. Data collection. See this like your pixel. The more data we have about our ideal situation, about that journey that needs to be created, the more effective we are going to become. We want to track as much information as possible. We have a complete module inside of this mini series around data collection. Content. We speak about the content inside of the mini series of how to create that ideal content for the prospect and the messaging process, how to do that, what kind of volumes to get started with. This mini series is everything you need to be able to start to move forward and genuinely start to get some consistency with your pipeline. Hopefully you have found this really short training helpful. If you would like access to the mini series, drop me a message with the letters RPO and we will connect you via email with the mini series, and we will start to see some fabulous results coming through in your business from organic marketing. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.